This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm excited to have a returning guest. We're talking about GB Sciences. That's their new name. We're also talking about John Pose. He is the CEO of the company. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GBLX. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. I'm happy to be here.
Give my listeners, because we got a lot of new listeners since the last time you've been on the show, give them a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Wow. Well, it's really interesting that you should ask that question. It's an important one, obviously. We're just going through a rebranding, and we are the future of biopharma. And by that, I mean we start with science. We have research, and it's been going on for 3 years with a network of university researchers. We filed patents recently on two major groups of cannabis-based compounds, and we're about to file a third. The first group was neurological, like Parkinson's. The second group was inflammatory, and we're about to file a patent on heart disease. So we have the research, we have the intellectual property. We propagate tissue propagate our plants using tissue culture and remove any systemic defects, and we can ensure there's no genetic drift, so we can preserve our strains into the distant future getting the same thing every time from the plant. We move on and cultivate it in a pharmaceutical grade cultivation facility, clean rooms, GMP standards to ensure that the cannabis we produce can provide the ingredients for medical formulations. We do the same thing with our processing, and we take the results of that and we will be marketing medical compounds that are efficacious in treating specific conditions under our own brand, but we will also co-brand with leading brands of infused products where our extracts can be the intel inside a trusted ingredient in your most popular infused products. So we'll have a cash flow side from the sale of cannabis and a moonshot built in this with our medicines. We're going to be starting right now doing preclinical work for an FDA trial for a heart condition. We're going to be doing 3 or 4 pilot studies to demonstrate the efficaciousness of our compounds in other diseases such as Parkinson's, Crohn's disease, pain, et cetera. So that's who we are. And I know that's a lot, but that's exactly who we are. We're trying to do it right from start to finish.
Well, you know, I couldn't have said it better, and that's why I wanted you to say it. What I'm really excited to have you on the show today, the first harvest. You guys are going to be doing that here today or tomorrow, something like that, and bring us up to date on that. Where do we go from there?
Well, the first harvest, first of all, the harvest started yesterday. We're completing it today, and we're obviously very, very happy and very excited. It's been a long road to get here. Many times companies have problems with the first spin, regarding yield, et cetera. Remember, we have a fairly sophisticated facility with a lot of automation in it, and you never know how the first spin's going to turn out, but we're getting a bumper crop and the plants are beautiful. We're filming that, and we're going to be posting that in the next week or so of film of the harvest taking place, and it's just awesome. We're probably going to sell some of it after we cure it, of course.
Right.
So some of it, we're going to preserve most of it for oil. We think that, you know, the regs are out in Nevada for recreation. It looks like we'll be able to start selling that in July. And so it's possible most people in the market think that the prices are going to go up. So we may hold back some of this first crop and wait, and in July use it for infused products to sell into the rec market. But that's to be the final determination on that will come in the next few days. But it's good. All's good.
Yes. How big of a crop are we talking about?
I can't tell you exactly because obviously we're just harvesting today, and we'll have the wet weight of the total crop within the, you know, by tomorrow. And then, of course, after curing, we'll have the dry weight. But we're anticipating something around 100 pounds, which isn't very much. But remember, we're, you know, it's a start, and we're bringing these, we're phasing. We phase the start of our facility, so we'll be harvesting something every couple of weeks. And so the good news is this is the start of the pipeline where every 2 weeks we're going to get, we'll have products. So I'm anxious to see what our wet weight yield is, but it's going to be dry weight, end up between 75 and 100 pounds, I think, for this.
And that fence. And that money's going to fall on the balance sheet in the second or third quarter?
Yes, it'll fall on the balance sheet in the second or third quarter. The rec sales start in July, so we will sell some as soon as possible to show revenues in the second quarter. But the bulk of the revenue should be in the third quarter, because we believe prices will be much more attractive during that period.
I wanted to talk a little bit about, you guys own GrowBox Life Sciences. How's that going to help out your company, and where are you at in the process of those two companies, your company and that company, doing something together?
Yes, all of our research occurs in GrowBox Life Sciences. As I think you're aware, we're represented by Fenwick and West, which is, they're the same guys that represent Apple and Google and Pfizer Pharmaceutical. And they were willing, and they were willing to take us on as a client if we put our research in a subsidiary that did not obtain revenues from the sale of cannabis. So all of our research is in the subsidiary. Really to isolate it from the cannabis cannabis cultivation and sales. And that's because the lawyers were sensitive to that issue, and we definitely wanted these attorneys to represent us in intellectual property because we think they're the best on the planet. It also gives us an opportunity at some point to seek additional investors in that subsidiary. A clinical trial can cost tens and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Absolutely.
Take years. It's quite possible that we will conduct, planning on doing the preclinical work for a heart condition. I can't give you the details right now because we can't disclose it until we've really, have the patent finalized and filed. But so we may, in fact, seek to raise funds in that science unit that holds the intellectual property and that will conduct the clinical trials when they occur.
On the LSU program, how is that going to benefit your company?
It could be tremendous. You know, first of all, we bid a couple of months ago. We submitted our bid. It was a 1,300-page document.
Wow.
Describing primarily how we wanted to operate their facility. And an important part of the LSU arrangement is that there'll be a 5,000 square foot research lab inside of this company that we're creating, will perhaps create for LSU, and it will do research with LSU, and this company will have the rights to commercialize, a subsidiary of ours will have the rights to commercialize any technology that comes out of that. LSU is really focused on our tissue propagation. They're very excited about it. They've developed, we'll call them artificial seeds for things like sweet potatoes and various types of rice and other plants. And they're really excited about creating a commercial scale tissue propagation for cannabis. And that has unlimited potential because the industry needs that.
Absolutely.
Right now, the industry primarily replicates through cloning and has to face genetic drift, and you end up with, you know, you can go in Vegas and find, we did a study in Vegas, and we went out and took samples of everybody's products, and there were like 40 or 50 different strains that they were advertised to be at the dispensary level. And when we got back to the lab and tested them all, we found there were really only five general cultivars, only five real strains in the whole market with 40 different names, right? And what said it was strawberry cough wasn't, you know, what was supposed to be OG wasn't. The consumer has no idea whether they're really getting what they think they're buying.
I concur.
Yeah. With tissue propagation and with the genetic, being able to preserve the purity of the genetics, you can have honesty in marketing. You can say, this really is what it is. And you can make it the same every time and not have to worry about genetic drift. So we really hope that we win the bid so that we can work with LSU on that. That's really what motivated us to do it. Of course, we'll enjoy the benefits of selling cannabis to the folks and cannabis-based medicines to the folks of Louisiana, but the research is what gets us excited, and the potential of commercializing the tissue propagation technology.
You know, recently you guys...
But go
ahead.
But we haven't won... I want to clarify, we haven't won the bid
yet. Yeah, I saw that.
LSU announced, they said that the finalists will be making presentations to the Board of Supervisors, that's like their trustees, starting on May 27th, and they'll notify the finalists about a week and a half before that. So hopefully sometime around May 20th or so, we'll find out if we're a finalist and have the opportunity to make a presentation to the Board of Regents.
Very good on that. Recently, you guys had your annual science conference. Any surprises from that meeting?
You know, the probably the most amazing surprise is we have a number of medicines that could be very powerful and could be immense successes that don't have any Schedule I compounds in them.
Really?
That don't have THC or CBD, which are the only two cannabinoids that are scheduled in the cannabis plant at the current time. And that has, you know, of course, who knows where regulations will go. We all suffer from this regulatory ambiguity that we live in. But at least for now, we have two compounds that we could ship across state lines, sell as a nutraceutical in a grocery store.
Well, you know, I wanted to talk...
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, I wanted to talk about that, and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer or anything, but, you know, we're kind of lacking a little bit on the revenue side. So when do you think we're going to start shipping and actually start, you know, revving up the revenues a little bit?
Well, the first step was cultivation. Right? Today's our first harvest. Yeah. We will sell some of that as flour to get revenues this month. Next month, and then we will hold some, and then the third quarter we're going to be adding capacity. We've already announced our expansion plan, or I guess we haven't announced it, but we've talked about it. We're only at 200 lights here in Las Vegas right now. We're expanding to 550 lights, and that'll take till the end of the year to get that done. And you know, so that'll put us to about a $10 million runway just on the cannabis, wholesaling the cannabis. Our production facility will be finally operational in July, and we'll be able to start making our medical compounds then, and as well as vape pens and other things, et cetera, and get the extra margin from that. We're just starting the planning phase of building a 20,000-foot greenhouse about 50 miles south of Vegas. We've signed a non-binding letter of intent with an Indian tribe in California. I can't disclose that yet, who it is yet, but that'll be give us the rights to produce to create as many 20,000-foot greenhouses in California as we want. Excuse me, and so there's just, you know, I know people are impatient for our revenues, but I told you when I started, we're building this where we're going to be in business in 50 years. We're building something solid. Look, our the way we do things will stand the test of any regulatory scrutiny. If the FDA comes out and said, okay, we're going to be responsible cannabis, you're all Schedule II, you got to do it a certain way, we're already doing it that way.
Outstanding.
If they say you have to have federal standards and everybody has to be equal to or better than what Nevada has, and Nevada has, or New York, states have some of the toughest standards in the country, we're already there. It's part of the SOPs. You know, if they say you got to do clinical trials, we're already doing work for a preclinical test. We're set up to be almost, I won't call it immune, but the least risky cannabis investment that touches the plant in the market today. That's and this is going to be a $100 million company in a couple of years. You know, that's just from selling products with a billion-dollar moonshot if we hit a drug. That's who we're going to be.
It seems that dosing is a large part of your business. So what is that exactly?
Well, it's quite simple. You can't administer a medicine and measure the outcomes unless you know how much they ingested.
Right.
And when they ingested it, which means the device that provides that has to be precise. For example, let's take an inhaler where you can nanosize the compounds in the inhaler. And then when the patient uses the inhaler, you know the exact dose that they had and when they took it, because it's for example, and this is getting a little bit ahead of what we announced publicly, but for example, it's interfaced to your iPhone or Android, and it records what you took, how many milligrams, at what time, and then that's integrated with a patient-reported outcome application where an hour later it can query you about the results, and it can be integrated with a Fitbit that can measure certain bodily readings and functions. So dosing is the key to getting things through the FDA. And to be able to administer a precise dose and monitor that is essential for our success. And we've got some great things going in that area as well.
The company that we're highlighting today is GB Sciences. John, I want to thank you for bringing us up to date and up to speed. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Is there anything you'd like to get out in closing here while we still got a couple seconds left?
You know, we're doing a major rebranding. Our new website's going to be up in a couple of weeks that really tells our story. Our existing website is an abomination. It's the old story, et cetera. We've delayed getting it updated until we really had our complete package together and who we are. We know who we are. We know what we're doing. We're the future of biopharma, and we're going to make it happen.
Do you have that new website address?
It'll still be at gbsciences.com, but we'll make an announcement when the new website is up, but it's within weeks.
Thank you very much for coming back on the show. I hope that you come back on here in about 40 or 50 days. Give us an update. Let us know what's happening with you guys out there in Nevada. Again, I can't thank you enough.
Sure. Thanks, Everett. It's good talking to you.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.